podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Who started this game for San Francisco? The great lefty Carlos Rodon. But the Padres were on him in the first inning. Juan Soto drew a one-out walk in the first inning. He went to second on a wild pitch. Josh Bell was at the plate with two men away.
And the 2-2 to Bell, hit hard on the ground through the left side, a base hit. Soto rounding third. He'll come in to score. And Josh Bell with an RBI single gives the Padres a 1-0 lead here in the first.
So a 1-0 Padres lead early. They weren't done. Brandon Drury was next.
With an early 1-0 lead, Rodon delivers. Drury hits it in the air to deep left field. Peterson's going back. He's at the wall looking up. Gonna go! A two-run homer for Brandon Drury. And the Padres have struck against Rodon. 3-0 here in the first.
Home run number 24 on the year for Brandon Drury between Cincinnati and San Diego. So the Padres had a 3-0 lead heading into the bottom half of the first inning. And that's when the weirdness of this game began. Home plate umpire Marvin Hudson slipped while tracking a pop-up behind the plate on the very first pitch that Mike Clevinger threw. He came out of the game, replaced by second base umpire John Tumpane. That was around a 10-minute delay, and certainly we hope that Marvin Hudson is okay. Then things got even weirder. The lights at Oracle Park weren't powering up correctly. In fact, it's something that Jesse and Tony talked about for an inning or two. They felt like it was kind of dark inside the stadium. They were right. We had a 40-minute lighting delay before the third inning began. Finally, they got the lights working properly. I'll tell you what, if there was another 15, 20 more minutes of a delay there, I don't know that we restart this game, but shout out to the engineers at Oracle Park or whoever was responsible. We were back after a 40-minute lighting delay. Good news, the delay did not affect the Padres' offense. In the fourth inning against Rodon, they added on to a 3-0 lead. With two in scoring position and one out, it was Austin Nola.
We had two guys in scoring position, one out. Swings at the first pitch and lines it into left field for a base hit. Myers will score. Cronenworth is on his way. Peterson's throw comes in, it's cut off, and a two-run single for Nola. 5-0 Padres in the fourth.
But this was just too weird of a game for it to be easy, right? In the fourth inning, the Giants got on the board. There was one out and one on for Jock Peterson.
But it's not breaking this year the way it did then. Peterson smashes one out towards Triples Alley in deep right center field. Myers is back and it's gone. Over the red sign, just to the left of the 415 marker. You do not see a lot hit out there. And Jock Peterson with his team-leading 19th home run of the season. A two-run shot in the bottom of the fourth inning, and now a 5-2 Padre lead.
Padres responded in the fifth inning against Zach Littell. Manny Machado single, Josh Bell walked. There were two on and nobody out for Brandon Drury.
On 0-2, Littell is set. Here's the pitch. And Drury hits it on the ground up the middle. That'll get into center field and a base hit. Manny's rounding third on his way home. He'll come in to score. RBI single, Brandon Drury. Second hit of the night. And now a 6-2 Padre lead in the fifth.
Mike Clevinger tossed a scoreless bottom half of the fifth inning. Final line on Clevinger, 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 3 strikeouts, and walked 1. Considering the delays that Mike Clevinger had to deal with tonight, very solid outing for Mike Clevinger as he goes on to pick up the win in this game. More on Clev coming up later. Padres bullpen then took over. Adrian Morahone continued an excellent month of August with a scoreless sixth inning and a scoreless seventh inning. Padres still led 6-2, heading to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Robert Suarez came on. Lamont Wade Jr. greeted him with a leadoff single. Suarez then got the next 2 outs. The Giants then loaded the bases on a single by Brandon Crawford and a walk to Tyrone Estrada. Nick Martinez replaced Suarez. Austin Slater dug in.
Here's the pitch from Martinez and a line drive into right field. That's a base hit. Lamont Wade Jr. in to score. Crawford coming in behind him. A two-run single for Austin Slater. This is a 6-4 game in the bottom of the eighth.
A 6-4 game. Giants made it a one-run game with J.D. Davis at the plate.
And the first pitch to Davis is swung on, looped into shallow left center field. Myers on the run, won't get there. That'll get a run home. Estrada crosses the plate on the bloop to center, and it is a one-run game in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Nick Martinez would get the final out of that inning, stranding the tying and go-ahead runs on base. We went to the ninth inning. Padres did not score. In the bottom half of the ninth inning, Nick Martinez stayed on, looking for a save opportunity. Padres still leading by 1, 6-5. a ground out by Tommy La Stella, a strikeout of Lamont Wade Jr. The final hope for the Giants was Wilmer Flores.
Here's the pitch and a ground ball to shortstop. Kim waits for it. He's got it. Puts it in the glove once. Throw to first in time. And the ball game is over. Padres take game one of the series here in San Francisco by a final of 6-5. And they have won three out of their first four to begin this road trip.
Padres with the win improved to 71-59. Giants with the defeat dropped to 61-66.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.